There was once a Yid called Reb Mendel. Reb Mendel, he had a servant, a Yiddish servant, who he wasn't so sure. He was a bit suspicious about the nemanos, about the trustworthiness of this servant. He wasn't sure if he could trust him or not. He's a bit of a ganav or something. So he decided he's going to test him. How's he going to test him? That he will put down some money in a room, and then he will send him on a job to go to that room to go and fetch, I don't know, do something for him. And he'll see if he's going to take, if this servant will steal the money or not. If he'll take the money or he'll leave it there. Then he'll go back in the room and check if the money's gone. That means the servant has taken it, he's a gunner. And if not, he's trustworthy. This is a test that he wants to do. So he wants to know, was this mutter or not? So now, then he was makne to him the money. He gave him the money as a present. That even if this ganav would take it, he'd say he can keep it as a present. So is there any problem for him to do such a thing? So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Pe'arif Amud Beis, the Gemara says, going on the Pasuk, Isha hafiram v'ashem yislach lo. That is talking about a lady who makes a shavua, a promise to do something. So the husband has got 24 hours when he can be mefa, when he can annul this neder. He has a certain amount of time when he can be made for it. So the Gemara here is talking about a lady who made a shavua. She's not going to eat chocolate or something like that. And then she doesn't know, but her husband was made for this neder. He did take away the neder. And then she didn't know that her husband was made for the neder. And she went ahead and ate some chocolate.
So to the end of that day, not 24 hours.
Yeah. To the end of that day, yeah. Okay, yeah. Right. Okay. Fine. So the husband was made for the neder. She didn't know anything about it. She was over on the neder. So the pasuk says, "Vashem yislach lo." She still needs a kapara. So this is what the Gemara explained. By Meir Kosam Adami, what's the pasuk talking about? Be'isha shenadra benazir v'shama ba'ila. Husband heard about it. V'heifer lo. He was made for the neder. He lo yada. She didn't know sheheifer lo, that he took away the neder, and still she needs a kapara. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Akiva, ki have a mati l'hai psukka, when Rabbi Akiva used to come to this pasuk, have a bochi, he used to cry. When Rabbi Akiva came to this pasuk, then Rabbi Akiva started to cry. He says, if already someone, nischaven lechel basar chazir, someone had kavona to eat basar chazir, he wanted to eat some chazir, va'ala b'yodeh basar tle, and in the end he ate something which is mutter, some sheep, So we see here you still need a kapara. So he said, Kavachoyme, someone who tries to eat basa chaza, and he ends up eating basa chaza, of course he's going to need to have a kapara. So we see here very clearly, Rabbi Akiva is saying that even though if someone just has a machshava to do an avira, nischaven lechel basa chaza, someone had kavana to go, he wanted to eat chaza, but in the end, he didn't end up eating chaza. He ended up Allah b'yada basa tle. He ended up eating something which is mutter. V'Hashem yislach lo. You still need to have a kapara. So the Ben Ishchai wanted to told this person, this Reb Mendel, that no, you can't do this, because even though you're right, this isn't a problem of the action, because you're giving him the money as a present. You're saying he can keep it. But there's still, let's say he does go and steal the money, so he's got a machshava to do something, to be a ganav. That's exactly this case of the Gemara of Nischaven, Lechon, Basar Chazir. This person, this servant, who goes, when he takes some money, he's thinking he's doing the Maisa Avera. Even though you're right, at the end, it was V'ala B'yodah Basar Tleh. The Maisa is as if he ate sheep, which is mutter, because you gave him the money as a present, that was not a problem. But since he's still going to need to have a kapara because of the kavana, because of the machshava that he had, therefore it's also to be machshavim as this, and you're not allowed to do such thing, to test him in this way.
Do you need the machshava and the maisa, or just the
machshava? We see here in the Gemara that even, what do you mean, which type of maisa? Maisa which is mutter?
I'm going to yichazad, but you don't actually do this one thing, but I'm going to yichazad that I ate a piece of kapara.
Yeah. And then just don't do anything. Right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. There's another Gemara. So this is one Gemara at the end of Kiddushin, of Pei Yom Abis. There's another Gemara earlier on in Kiddushin, of Mem. There, the Gemara, it's also another famous Gemara. The Gemara says there, that Machshava Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Metzarfa LeMaisa. That if someone just has, someone, we see in this Gemara, Someone who has a machshava to do an aveira, if he doesn't actually do the aveira, he just thinks machshava ra. He's got a bad machshava to do an aveira, but still zad gemara in hakadosh baruch hu mitzarf lemaisa. Hakadosh baruch hu doesn't join it together with the action that he did. So the Mefarshim as the Chayyim, there's a contradiction here in the Gemara. The Gemara, the end of Kiddushin, seems to say that if you have a bad machshava to do something, and you did an action, the Gemara says, Vashem yislech lo, you do need to have a kapara. The Gemara early on in Kiddushin is saying, if you just have a machshava to do something wrong, if you just think I'm doing an avira, then the Gemara seems to say, in a kadosh baruch hu mitzarf lemaisa, it's no problem at all. The Mefarshim ask here, stira, is it something wrong if you have just a machshava to do an avera or not? This is what the Mefarshim asks, stira between the two Gemaras.
The case
what
you said was
lifnei. Definitely a problem of lifnei is machshelim to, yeah. But don't we see from the Gemara previously, if you just have a machshava to do an avera, then the chayr is nothing. The Gemara says, ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzarf lemaisa.
Lifnei, not the same thing as machshava.
It's two different people. There's a person who's doing the action, and the Ganav, and there's a person. So is there a problem here of Lifnei Ivri? From the Gemara later on, it sounds like there would be a problem of Lifnei Ivri, because your Kozi, he still needs a kapara for what he did. From the Gemara previously, from the Gemara early on in Kedoshim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf LeMaisa, because Baruch doesn't put it together. So even if he did have a machshava to an avera, he's not doing anything wrong. Because Hashem doesn't, by a mitzvah, the opposite, we take it, see, even a person just had a machshava to do a mitzvah, and then for also, he didn't manage to actually do the mitzvah, then we see the Rebbe Shem gives him schar. By a vera, it's nishtazi. If a person just had a machshava to do an avera, but he didn't end up doing the actual avera, the Gemara said it's nothing. So it sounds like from the Gemara earlier, there's no problem of lifnei ivri. For this story over here, when he's putting down the money to test the servant, there shouldn't be a problem of lifnei ivri, because it's not a problem just have a machshava to do an avera. So this is what the Mefarshim ask, the steer and the two Gemaras. So there's a Maril Diskin in this week's Pasha, Pasha Vayechi, it's actually from his son, Rabbi Yitzchak Yerucham, but he asks the steer and the Gemara, and he explains that the two Gemaras are talking about totally different things. The Gemara, at the beginning of Kiddushin there, where it says, Machshava Ra, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when someone has a bad machshava and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't join it together with the action, that's talking about when he only had the machshava. It didn't lead to any ma'isa, it didn't lead to do anything. Let's say he has I want to go and break someone's window. That's what I want to do. The ma'isa, he didn't do anything, he stayed at home at Garnish, he didn't do anything. So then we say, just because he had a bad machshava to do something, I want to eat chazer. But then he didn't go to McDonald's, he didn't do anything, he just stayed at home. So then the Gemara says, even if you had a bad machshava to do something, in a kodesh baruch hu mitzarf lemaisa, kodesh baruch hu doesn't join up together with anything. By a mitzvah, that's what the Gemara compares to. A mitzvah, a person had a machshava, chvil gein lenin teira, I want to count a shia, but then in the end it doesn't happen. You still get, of course you should try to go, of course. If nenas, v'leh asar, if you didn't manage, you still get the schar for doing it. Because I tried, I really wanted to. But by an avera, if someone tried to do an avera, he had machshava, I want to do an avera, but he didn't end up doing it, nothing, he didn't end up doing any action at all, then Zod the Gemara, then that's not, it's nothing, I shouldn't consider it as nothing. But the Gemara later on in Kiddushin, the Gemara there, when the pasuk of Hashem Yislach La, so over there, talk about this lady, she made a promise, she made a shavua to whoever, not, she's not going to eat chocolate, and then her husband was made for the neder. So then, and then she didn't know that her husband was made for the neder, that her husband annulled the neder, and now she goes and she eats chocolate. The whole time, so she had the machshava, I want to do something wrong, I'm going to go and eat chocolate, I'm going to go against the neder that I made. Lemaisa, when she did the action, she was thinking, I'm doing something totally wrong, I'm going against what Hashem said. So therefore, Zadok went out to that, because even though, you're right, she didn't actually do anything wrong, because her husband was already made for the neder, I was Zakti Gemara for that, Hashem Yisachla, she still needs a kapara. Because the Maisa, she did the action against the arrangement. What she was thinking, her machshav was, I'm doing an avira. And Taka, that I'm going against Hashem. And for that, Hashem Yisachla, she Taka does need a kapara. That's how he explains the two Gemaras. When either you just had a machshava without any action at all, or you had a machshava, but the action wasn't a wrong action. For that, because you're thinking you're doing avera, you'll still need to get a kapara. That's how he explains the two Gemaras. And so he explains, basically, there's three stages.
If you thought about it? Then you thought about it, you thought you were doing wrong, that you needed kapara.
Yeah.
You thought about it without doing wrong. You thought about it, you didn't do anything.
No, that's the first command.
That you don't need kapara.
Nothing. Right. That's in a kosh baruch hu mitzav l'maisa. You don't join the two things
together.
You
don't need kapara.
Yes. Yeah. So you're saying basically there's three stages here. We see it from the Gemara, there's three stages. The first stage is, if someone just has a machshava to do something wrong, and he didn't actually do anything. So then, that's what the Gemara says, you don't have any kapara at all, nothing. And the next stage is, if a person thinks, I'm going to go, I don't know, smash in someone's car, and then he actually goes and smashes someone's car, so then, call it as a onash bidei adam. That day, he can take him to Beis Din, he can charge him money, and he can get punished bidei adam, that's not a problem. The third stage is what comes out from the Gemara at the end, if you have the machshava to do something wrong, and but the action, it didn't translate itself into the action of doing something wrong. Let's say this lady over here, or the servant, going back to the story of the servant, there the servant wanted, let's say Itaka, he wanted, when he picked up the money, and he thought, I'm a ganav, I'm stealing this money. Lemais, the action in itself wasn't anything wrong, because he gave the person had given him the money as a present. But Zot de Gemara, for that, because he thought he's doing something wrong, you still need to have a kapara. And so the Maril Diskin, he explains with this some psukim in this week's parsha. We see that after Yaakov Avinu's nifta, then the brothers come to Yosef and they say, please be meichel on our son of Pesha Achecha, please be meichel us. So Yosef said to them, don't worry about it. Yosef, don't have any fear. Ki asacha said, it came on me. I'm not instead of Hashem. Ve'atem chashavtem alai ra, you thought to do something bad. Abel Kim Khashava Latova. The Maisir Ben Shlenam saw it came out into a good thing. So this is why he explains, that's exactly what we're talking about now. The Shvatim, Zabdamara, they thought to do something, they had a machshava. Nischavan Lechoil Basakhazir. When they threw Yosef into the boy, when they sold Yosef, whatever they did to him, they tried to do something bad to him. Nischavan Lechoil Basakhazir. Atem Khashavtem Alai Ra. You thought to do something bad. Abba, the puzzle continues, Elikin Chashava Latova. And the man said, at the end of the day, the Allah Biyada Basat Tleh, something very good came out from it. That Leman Asay Kayem Azel Hachius Amra, that through me I gave this idea to Paroi about putting away the food and I can sustain all the people through all the countries that were having this famine. Then Taka, I kept them alive. He didn't all die because when there was a hunger there. So therefore, it came out, a very, very good thing came out. So you were nischaven lechel basar chazir, you tried to do something wrong, but ve'ala ve'yalde basar tleh, something good came out, you didn't manage to do that vera. So for that, onesh b'dei adam, I can't punish you. You want to become my avadim, you want me to punish you? I can't, there's such a thing, there's no onesh b'dei adam, I can't punish you. But there is v'hashem yislach la. Still, you're going to need to have a kapara from Hashem. B'dei shamayim, you still need to receive something. But that's what he says. But Kiyasacha said, it came on me, I'm not instead of Hashem. Hashem is the one that's going to have to sort this out between you and the Rebbeinu Shlomo.
I think the master of the brothers did do bad.
It came out good in the end.
It came out very good. The whole thing came out very good. The good thing came out.
Because didn't do anything wrong, officially.
So that's... Okay. He didn't do any. Okay, and what? If he's talking about, if he went into McDonald's and he put in his order there and everything, he did everything, just probably got the wrong order. I don't know, whatever. It came out a bad thing. Whatever, it came out, he didn't eat anything wrong. But the same thing, Nischaven Lech Basar Chazir. So that's what he says. So that's why they would still need to get Kapara. And Taka, that's what we see, that Sarah Harugim Malchus, which the Mepharshim say, that came, that Sarah Harugim Malchus, that's what came because of the 10 Shvatim, because they sold Yosef, the Sarah Harugim Malchus.
The
theory
was wrong. You can't say it did something came, because of what happened.
Yes. I just heard a story last night. It happened many years ago, this story. You know it already. There was a group of Bachrim who went. They went on a holiday together. So only one of the Bachrim had the license. And the other two Bachrim, whatever, they didn't have the license. So obviously, what do they want to do? They want to go for a drive. So when the bachur the lad, he was asleep. So the other two bachurim, they go out with the car, and obviously what happened? They crash the car, they knock into someone's car, and they jump out of the car and they run away from the scene of the accident. They run away. Lemais, later on they realize, it was a bit of a foolish thing to do, I mean, whatever, they didn't have a license, whatever, they could get into big trouble. They weren't insured or anything. But then they thought, you know what we can do here? Let's go back. We'll take the third Bacha with us. He was a driver. And then he was, he did knock into someone's car, so we'll sort out the payment afterwards. But it's much worse if the police end up catching us, it's going to be much worse. So let's take the third, we'll go back to the scene of the accident and we'll take him there. So they go back and the police were there ready. And Kitsa, it was a hit and run. You know, even if you come back, I don't know all the details exactly, but Lamaisa, they take the third Bacha who did have the license. He says, well, I was a driver, okay, so he took him to prison. And Lamaisa, he got all the blame, even if the other two did pay for all the damages. But Lamaisa, he was the one that sat in prison. He got arrested, and he was the one who had to go to court, and he was done on everything and everything. But Kitsa, he never spoke to these two. He was very angry with them, never spoke to these two Bacha again. About 15 years later, then he had a job interview. And he wanted some very high-level job where he really wanted to join this company. And he comes for the interview, and he's there by the interview, and they say to him, "Ever, it looks like the interview is going very well." And the kid says, "Ever, yeah, he answered all the questions right. He's got all the qualifications. He's got everything, the criteria, whatever he needs." It comes to the end of it, and they say to him, "Just by the way, we need to do a check. So have you ever been involved with the police?" And he says, "Yeah, it wasn't my fault. It was this, an accident." Kitsa, not taking the job. Kitsa, he was so angry. Oh, because of that, what happened 20 years ago? It's not my fault. And he was again angry. Lamaisa, obviously, a few days later, this was the office in the Twin Towers, and Lamaisa, he saved his life. So was it a good thing or was it a bad thing that happened 20 years ago?
Yeah,
it was a bad thing. It was a bad thing, but Lamaisa came and saved his life. This was the cause of saving his life. Yes, but of course. If someone does an aver against someone, these two bachim definitely have to pay him for the damages. No question about it. But the mice, it came out into a good thing. That's another term.
Yeah, she didn't eat the ham sandwich, she ate the kosher, and she actually didn't do anything wrong because she ate the kosher.
Right, yes.
They did something bad.
They did
happen to me. Good consequences. The consequences are good.
Everything that happens in this world is a good thing. Yeah. So everything that happens here is a good thing.
I hear that.
Okay. Could happen another way.
All right. Okay, so Taka, they need to get rich. These two Bacha will need to pay the money, definitely, it's not a question. He's not angry with them anymore. He's not feeling upset with them. Adab, I really appreciated what he did.
According to Adab, there was a driver paid the
Shabbos. No, definitely not. Say, Hashem wants to save him, he can save him anyway. The Maisa, this was the way the Maisa got saved.
The Maisa, they thought they were doing right anyway. They thought that Halacha, they were doing right. They didn't really.
The brothers. Yeah.
They thought they did.
Yeah, because that's the Ruida, whatever it was. Okay, yeah.
Okay, shh. Right.
Fine. So the Gemara says that when Rabbi Kiva used to count this pasuk, then Rabbi Kiva used to cry. So the Mefarshim asked why dafka Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva kimati lahay karat. He used to, when Rabbi Kiva learned this pasuk, he cried. Why? What's Rabbi Kiva? Why is he crying when he came to this pasuk? So the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Kiva was one of the Asara Aruge Malchus. He was a Gilgul of Shimon. As I stated in the Sfarim, he was a Gilgul of Shimon. I don't know much about this. As I stated in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Rabbi Kiva, the Tana, was a Gilgul of Shimon. And so until Rabbi Kiva came to this pasuk over here, Rabbi Kiva thought, so right, we had the bad machshava. We tried to do something bad to Yosef. In the end, it came into something very good. So therefore, we don't need to get any onus. But when he came to the Parshas Matos there, the part, the Chiluk in the Torah about when a lady makes a neda and still, Vashem Yisachra, you still need to get a kapara. So that's when Rabbi Kiva, that's when he cried, because he realized, me, I'm a good Loshiman, I'm going to need to get, I still need to get kapara for what went on over here that we actually sold Yosef. That's why Dafka Rabbi Kiva, Kimati Laikra, Havabacha, used to cry. Now, Kapanin, that is what Azoz Mavoy here in the Psukim, the Pshat, when they did something wrong over here. So there's the Urchaim over here as well. The Urchaim on this Pasuk, Va'atem Chashavtem Alai Ra, Ba'erekin Chashav Alatoyu. There's the Urchaim here in the Pasuk. The Rechaim says that over here the brothers don't even need to get any kapara with Yishmael b'chalal. So he says because he compares it to a case, someone who tried to, he was fed up with one of his people he knew, his friend, and he decided he wants to get rid of him. So he brought him a nice drink, a cup with poison in. He tried to give him a cup of poison in, but in the end, he gave him a cup of wine. That's what he tried to do. So the Rechaim says, such a person doesn't need any kapara at all. He says, even medine shamayim, you don't need to get any kapara at all. He tried to do something wrong. He wanted to give to his friend a cup with poison in to kill him, but in the end he didn't do anything other. In the end he gave him just a cup with wine in, just with nothing, with no poison in. So the Rechaim says such a type of person doesn't need any kapara at all. He'd not done anything wrong. So nothing varies. That's what Azish did here in the Rechaim. So all the Mepharshim ask from the Gemara at the end of Kedushin, why isn't this the case? Someone who tried, it's exactly the same thing. This lady, she thought she's doing something wrong, and she went ahead, she ate the chocolate. Really, she hadn't done anything wrong, because her husband was made for the neder, and still she needs a Hashem Yisrach Lo. So, l'chora over here as well. I mean, you're right, in the end, it didn't come anything bad.
This fellow, he changed his mind, he gave the correct...
It was by mistake, he didn't change his mind. He says, Nuscham and Hashkois Chaviro, Kois Maves Vishkeo, Kois Yayin. He wanted to, by mistake, he left the poison at home, whatever. He really thought he was giving him poison. As though that's what he thought. So but he says he's not chayim anything. So this is what the Mepharshim asks, how does the Rechaim go together with the Gemara at the end of Kiddushin, or someone who tries to do something wrong, but in the end doesn't end up doing anything wrong, and the Gemara there says you do need a kapara. Why is the Rechaim saying that ein chayv afilu b'din shamayim? So there's one or two ways how to explain this Rechaim. The first is the Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak explains that there's a difference. By the Gemara over there, she wanted to eat, the Gemara says someone wanted to eat chazer, he wanted to eat some pork. And then the Meister, he ended up eating kosher meat. He didn't do a mitzvah, he didn't come out anything good from it. Fine, so he didn't do an avera, but what happened? The Dabba Heta happened. I won't call that something good, he didn't end up doing a mitzvah. So in such a case, Vashem Yisach Lo Taki Mitava Kapara. But if someone tried to do an avera, but in the end it came out as a mitzvah, so then you don't even need to have any kapara at all. He says over here that...
With the poison.
Sorry?
With the poison.
That's... He says when he gave him a kois yayin, he's doing him a favour, he's doing something extra special. It's not just... Look, I don't know much about wines. Wines, I don't know, but it seems like you're doing someone a favour, doing it extra special. Yeah?
What was the mitzvah here?
So by the brother, over here by Yitzchak, he kept everyone alive. He was the one with this idea.
Well, it sounded because the father...
For the sad that they caused, I'm not sure about that. Yeah, but in the end, the Meister, Yaakov needed that sad. He was away from his parents for 22 years, therefore he needed to get that, the Meister.
But that's not a reason to God.
They didn't have to actually do it, So he says it's different when it comes out as a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah, then he doesn't need any kapara at all. But the Mepharshim asked on this from a Gemara in Menachos. There's a Gemara in Menachos there, Daf Samach Dalad, I think, and the Gemara says someone was going fishing on Shabbos afternoon, so he decided to do. Obviously, he's doing it to Malacha to go fishing on Shabbos. And the Meister says he goes in his boat, and he spread, exactly how it works exactly, I'm not sure. Although he spreads out his net, and the Gemara says, V'Allah, but in his net came up, Dogim V'Tinoik, where the child had fallen into the water, and the Meister saved the child's life. So the Gemara says, Potter from the Meister of Hilchos Shabbos has not been over Malacha. But the Mepharshim explained in the Rambam state that it's Mavoi in the Rambam, he still needs to get Kapara with the Yishamayim. Because you're right, he did save a child's life, but the Meister here, he started off with an Avera. He tried to do an Avera, he went fishing on Shabbos afternoon, he was trying to do an Avera, and even though it came out to a mitzvah, he still needs a Kapara with the Yishamayim.
So it's Chayv Tzot?
Not with the Yishamayim, yeah. No, not.
Why is it not saying the Rambam then?
Sorry?
Why is it not the same as the Rambam? He did a mitzvah, so why is it chayav?
No, so that's what they ask. That's what they say. Yeah. You can't say that pshat over here, because even when it comes out as a mitzvah, he's still chayav in the Shabbat.
He doesn't agree with it.
That, right, yeah.
So he doesn't agree with the Rambam.
Yeah, basically. So you're saying in the Rambam, you can't really say this answer over here. So they give a different answer. That there's a difference between Bein Adam L'Mokoyim and Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. When it comes to Bein Adam L'Mokoyim, when someone, let's say this lady over there, she's not harming anyone. She goes and eats, she makes a neder not to eat chocolate, and then she goes and eats the chocolate. She's not doing anyone any damage. No. She's not going, it's not Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, that's Bein Adam L'Mokoyim. She thought she was being over a neder. So when she had a machshava to do something wrong, so there, Kadosh Baruch is doch yedei machshavas. Hashem can see all your machshavas. So when someone saw a machshava goes against Hashem, that you still need to get kapara for. Even though you're right, her action wasn't anything wrong. Her action, she was trying to do whatever. But since she was trying to do an avira, her machshava, Hashem knows all the machshavas a person is thinking. So therefore, for that, you still need to get kapara. Over here, we're talking about Bein Adam L'Chaveroi. Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, someone just has a machshava to do something wrong to his friend. But in the end, it doesn't end up to do something bad, so then you don't need to have any kapara at all. Because by Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, the whole thing wrong is the action that you do. So if the action didn't come out bad, it came out, adrav into whatever, over here, it's like a good thing, it didn't come out to a bad thing, then that doesn't go into that gemara over there, you won't need to have any kapara at all. There's plenty of stories, but I'll just say another one. There was a dentist, and this dentist, I don't know exactly how it happened, but this dentist, somehow while the person was lying on the dentist chair with his head all the way up there, then he dropped something down the person's throat. I don't know what this is. Gonna get a bit nervous next time you're a dentist. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But imagine this is what this kid said, he needed an emergency operation to get it out. And while they were doing to take it out from his throat, they noticed that he had a growth there, a tumor there. So at the beginning, obviously, the family were very angry. How could you, your negligence, how can you do such a thing? You're not a dentist, you don't know how to do anything. At the end of it, they were very grateful to him. Thank you so much, because they didn't realize he had this there. And we really appreciate it, what you did over here. So Taka, I mean, okay, there is a bit different, because he didn't have a machshava.
Did you have a mistake?
This dentist, well, wasn't it? That's the point of it, of course. If he came out, it came out, it was a bad thing, the Maisa, but it came out something good from it. It came out that the action wasn't a bad action, so then you don't need to have any avada, you don't need any kapara at all. That's one answer, and just one more answer from the Paradis Yosef.
But he needed kapara anyway?
Sorry?
The thing ended down, he had an operation, took it down, everything like that. He needed a kapara, the dentist?
He didn't need anything.
Anyway, he didn't need a kapara. Forget finding the tumor.
No, because if the one, let's just say, he would have had to get.
Yeah?
You're right, it wasn't his fault, he didn't try to do anything. Right. I'd imagine he did hit someone.
He needs a kapara.
Yeah, so for that, it was a shay gig, of course. I hope he didn't do a dafka, but yeah. Sorry?
That's a
shay gig. Maybe it's even the oinus, yeah. Right, so just one more answer from the Paradis Yosef. I'm not sure exactly how it fits into the pasuk, this answer, but the Paradis Yosef explains what you were saying before, that the brothers didn't have any machshava to do anything wrong. Over there in the Gemara was Neschaven Lechel Basa Chazir. Someone tried to eat some chazer. Over here, the brothers, they thought they were like a beast in.
Yeah.
Yosef is a roedav, we need to kill him. They were mamash, they thought they were 100% right. They didn't even have a machshava to do anything wrong.
How can they sit and din on that problem, though?
Sorry?
How can they sit and din? They basically can't.
And we see in the before Matan Torah, see Yehuda, by Tamar and Yehuda, Yitzhak and Yaakov sat down there. No, we see before Matan Torah, it wasn't a problem.
It was wrong, even if they didn't.
So yeah, wrong, yeah, okay. Wrong. So it could be that's what they say. That's why Lemaisa saw Arugah Malchus, because other people looked at it, or because it was Takasen, which they shouldn't have done. That's why, because otherwise, why did they get killed? Saw Arugah Malchus, they didn't do anything wrong. Why should they get punished? Yeah. Because either because other people looked at it as something wrong, or because Lemaisa. They should have asked Yaakov before they did it. Lemaisa, it was, at the end of the day, it was a tain against the Shvatim. So that's why Taka, even according to Chaim, it still got the Shvat.